We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, I was looking, doing some show prep the other day, Rieger, and I saw an article on TMZ. Great source for show prep.
For sure.
That Sylvester Stallone, the great actor, director, and filmmaker, regrets killing off Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies when he did. Apollo Creed died in Rocky IV early on.
One of the best Rocky movies, by the way.
I think for people of our age, you and I are around the same age, and I'm a bit older than you.
Sure.
That movie sticks out. It's like a cultural touchstone for us because you had Hulk Hogan, right?
Mr. T.
No, that was Rocky III.
No, yeah.
But you had Living in America with James Brown. You had Drago. It was the height of the Cold War. We hated the Russians. The Russians hated us. Brigitte Nielsen, all the above. So anyway, it got me to thinking because I thought Creed, I mean, it's sad that he died, but it did give birth to the Creed movies, which I don't think we would have had if it weren't for Apollo dying.
Not to mention, if Apollo doesn't die, we never get the line, if he dies, he dies.
Well, unless they made a Drago movie.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And we probably wouldn't have had the end of the Cold War because I think Rocky's fight on Christmas Day in Moscow and the way the crowd turned in his favor with the Gorbachev-looking guy there in attendance at the fight, don't you feel like that led to a real thaw in the relationship between the Russians and the Americans?
The speech was remarkable, too. We don't have the speech, if I can change and you can change, we all can change. I love you, kid.
Yeah, and the guy, and it just kind of, The grew. I mean, you took out all the pauses. But remember, he said, "If I can change," and there was a roar in the crowd.
Yes.
And you can change, and the roar got greater.
And his kids at home watching with the robot.
With the robot,
Paulie.
Yeah. And Paulie, yeah.
Well, maybe Paulie was in Siberia with them.
I don't think so. I think Paulie was home with the kid.
No. Paulie was in that little bunker that Rocky was there when he outran the limo with chains on the tires.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, and he was doing the sit-ups from the loft in the cabin, and he was chopping wood.
Yeah, he was glistened up.
He was glistened up.
He was. Great movie.
All right. What TV or movie death still sticks with you years later? See, it's one that either you can't forgive the writers or the directors of the movie for doing, or just you didn't see it coming to such a degree that you still, I mean, you could even maybe rewatch it and think, God, I wish this didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's movies that happen where you know someone's going to die. You know it's coming. Or even like beforehand. I mean, like, I think the most shocking death of our childhood was when Macaulay Culkin got stung by bees to death in My Girl.
Oh, Thomas J. It is like one of my favorite movies.
Did you cry?
Oh,
like
my
a baby
gosh,
when that happened?
I cried. Yes.
So there used to be a woman who worked here. She did the job that Will Birchfield now does. She was essentially the staff writer. Her name was Ashley.
No, I remember Ashley.
Well, the first Ashley.
Well, okay,
we
the first
two
Ashley.
Ashleys.
Yes.
And she was this sweet, sweet girl from Kansas who could not have been more innocent. And so she had a chair out there that was sitting next to Evan Jenkins, who I would say is the opposite.
He's the furthest thing from innocent.
Yes.
So the two of them sitting next to each other was quite a combo. And so I feel like he took it upon himself to show her and bring her up to speed on certain things.
Yes.
And I'll never forget the day that on YouTube he showed her the Macaulay Culkin getting stung to death by bees scene from My Girl. And she was horrified.
She had never seen it before?
Never seen it, never heard of it. It was
what?
Like,
Veda Saltonfuss? She doesn't know any of these characters?
None of these characters.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was almost like it was almost like her first time in a way.
Wow.
It was such an epic event in her life.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, maybe that one, is that yours?
Well, that's the only one when I saw this topic, that's the first one I thought
Macaulay
of.
Macaulay Culkin getting stung to death by, because you didn't see it coming.
No. Oh, and it's so sad. Yeah. It's just
but
so
good.
Sad.
So memorable.
I mean, seasoned movie and TV watchers can sense when a death is coming. Like whenever you see somebody driving a car and then they start looking at it from the perspective of the passenger and the driver's, or the, in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
And it's from that perspective.
Such a great point.
Where you're looking at the driver and maybe the driver's looking over, you know that they're about to get T-boned.
Yes, glass shatters everywhere.
Yeah.
This is a great topic, I must say. I got three. Can
you
I give
you three?
Real quickly.
Just don't steal mine.
I won't. Number one, and maybe other people saw it coming, I did not. When Trinity Killer killed Rita in Dexter, he sliced her up and she was bloodied in the bathtub. I was shocked.
That
I was appalled.
Such an unbelievable death.
It was amazing.
Dexter walks into the apartment. He calls Rita and he hears her phone ring.
And this is after Dexter kills Trinity himself.
So
which
Trinity
John Lithgow
killed Rita.
Yes.
And I will argue that's when the show effectively ended, because I thought from that point on the show was not nearly as good.
Well, because they got a new showrunner.
Yeah.
True story.
You still owe me lunch for that.
I know. Yeah. God, the last four seasons sucked. The first four seasons were epic.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Do you ever see Dexter?
I didn't watch it fully. I've seen it. I know what it is, but
Well,
I
now you don't have to watch it because we
know.
Just ruined
yeah,
it for
watch
you.
Watch You on Netflix, by the way. Okay. It's a young Dexter. It's amazing.
Who?
You. Y-O-U. It's about this bookstore clerk. He's obsessed with a girl. He kills people. It's amazing.
All right.
You'll love it. Number two, obviously, is you ever see City of Angels?
City of Angels with Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan. One of the worst movies I've ever seen, right? Nick Cage is an angel. He turns human, right? But at the end of the movie, I mean, a girl made me watch this movie. Yes, you're doing it. Meg Ryan is so happy, so selfish, by the way, that she got Nick Ryan to change, or Nick Cage to change
into a human.
A human from an angel. She goes to get breakfast after they have sex all night, and she's riding on her bike. And I have no idea why, but she puts both hands out, no hands on the bike, and a bus hits her.
Going straight downhill,
yes,
too, right?
Yes, and she dies.
Yeah.
And I clapped and I applauded. I was so happy she was dead. She annoyed me so much.
I'm guessing you and that girl didn't hook up that night.
No, that was it.
Yeah.
And then the third one is President Palmer in 24 dying.
Mine.
Oh, really?
David Palmer.
Shot in the neck, right?
David Palmer, who to me is other than President Josiah Bartlett, the greatest television or movie president of all time from 24. And then, you know, he left office, but he came back and basically saved the day. And then, yes, it was the season premiere of 24. And within the first 3 minutes, he was standing at a window, looking out the window. I believe he was working on his memoirs at the time.
I think you're right about that.
And then all of a sudden, a bullet came through the window, directly through his head, and knocked him, and he was done. I did not know that was happening. I didn't see it coming. And it brings a tear to my eye because I loved David Palmer.
If I'm not mistaken, and you used to write the 24 blog.
I did.
That I read every episode
of. Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, it was after an NFC championship game where Fox always put the new season of 24 on after the game.
Yeah.
And that was the season premiere. It was huge. It was unbelievable.
Devastated by David Palmer's death.
Yes.
And David and the actor who plays David Palmer, who also, of course, played Pedro Serrano in Major League.
And does the Allstate commercials.
And does the Allstate commercials as well. He does believe that David Palmer was an important enough cultural figure that it led to Barack Obama.
Seriously?
You see, he has been interviewed where
you're
he has
not making
said
that up?
I am not making that up, yes. It made America comfortable with the thought of a black president, even though other black presidents have been portrayed in movies before. I think Morgan Freeman's been the president like 16 times
in
movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are some very good ones. Greg, do you want to give yours? And then we'll do the calls and the texts, because Greg has a great one, too.
This one that came completely out of nowhere, and it's not like he was killed by a main character. It was when Omar was killed in The Wire.
Uh-huh.
That was devastating.
Like he was going to the grocery store, the corner store, and getting his Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
And then it was some kid just comes up and pops him right in the head.
It was such a shocking death when Omar was killed on The Wire that I actually kind of thought/hoped that it was kind of going to be one of those soap opera moments where he's not really dead, or
somebody
that
was dreaming.
Somebody's dream, or it was a flesh wound and he'll be, you know, I'm like, well, you can't, like in the first season, when Kima was shot up, everybody thought Kima was dead, but she actually wasn't. She survived, and she, I think, was in the rest of the series, right?
That's correct. And I think similarly to that, like you think they're going to come back, was D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
When D'Angelo was killed in prison.
Yeah. When Omar was, I think, the best character in The Wire, personally, and when he died, for sure. Well, we're getting some great ones on the ticket text. We're getting some great ones on the phone lines. Movie deaths that stuck with you. You didn't see coming, still can't get over. TV as well. For me, it's David Palmer, the president of the United States, or the former president on 24. Rieger brought up the great one of Rita on Dexter. That was a brilliantly conceived one. What's the best one you've seen so far on Ticket Text?
I got to tell you, it's one of my favorites, too. I'm actually mad at myself. I didn't think about it. Joe Pesci dying in Casino.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
Take him out to the desert, bury him in the desert alive, him and his cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Beat him with the baseball bat. Inches of their lives, then buried them alive.
But then he's walking into that empty room to get made, remember?
Yes, yes.
And he says, was Joe Pesci, right?
It was Joe Pesci.
Speak, Greg. I can't read your lips.
Goodfellas is when he was getting made.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that what you're talking about? Goodfellas?
No, Casino.
Oh, Casino. I'm sorry. I was thinking about Joe, because Joe Pesci's death in Goodfellas was real shocking death, too. Because you can hear him say kind of like, oh, blank, because he realizes what's happening.
Right, exactly. At the last second, he knows he's going to get whacked, which, by the way, is such a great word.
Whacked?
You can use it for somebody getting killed, fired, in sports, whatever.
Some of the ones on Ticket Text, obviously, I have not seen every show or every movie ever made, so some of these I don't know. But some of the ones that I did like here that I do remember very vividly, Zoe Barnes on House of Cards.
Ooh, right into the subway.
Jon Snow, Red Wedding. Didn't see that coming on Game of Thrones. One word, Goose.
Hmm. That's very sad.
Yeah, Goose's death in Top Gun was a little bit rough. And then this one, I've totally missed this one completely. I still can't get over Matthew Stafford killing off Calvin Johnson.
Never to be heard from again.
Or Bobby Ross killing off Barry Sanders.
Was that Paul from the phone screener office that sent that one in?
Let's go to Han, cell phone, 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Han.
Yeah, hi. It's Hans, but...
Hans.
Han works too.
Hans.
Yeah, like Han Solo sort of thing, but
like
Hans,
like Hans Gruber.
Yes.
Shocking movie death. Yeah.
So my scene was in The Departed, at the end when Leonardo DiCaprio is holding Matt Damon and then gets like unexpectedly shot in the head by that other cop. I don't remember his name. Mm-hmm. If you guys are following me,
it was one of the Wahlbergs. It was Donnie Wahlberg, right?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Well, then I guess you could keep going with that entire ending because everybody basically dies at the end of that movie.
Yeah, everybody kills everybody.
Expect, it's a great movie.
Yeah, you don't expect anything coming from that, but I think that one sticks with me the most.
All right. Thank you very much, Hans.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate it. That's a very good one. Although maybe with the Joe Pesci that we just talked about from the Casino movie and from Goodfellas, that maybe we shouldn't be surprised in any Scorsese movie when people die. No.
Which is why I like them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always a fan of killing off people because I think it adds to how great a show or movie is. And there is one that sticks out, and I'm seeing it littered on the Ticket Text. What about Ricky dying in Boys in the Hood? Very sad.
Oh, very sad.
He got the scholarship to USC, worked his ass off, was going to get out of the hood.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Either they don't know, they don't show, or they don't care what goes on in the. You ever heard Ice Cube interviewed about that? Like,
no.
He talks about like John Singleton was like a grad. He was like an undergrad at USC. He's like, hey, I'm making a movie. I want you to be in it. And Ice Cube's like, who's this kid? Get out of here. And so, but then it turned, you know, it led to Ice Cube having a great acting career too.
Yeah, I think he's happy with his decision.
I think it's worked out pretty well for
him. Not bad.
Eric, cell phone, 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm great. Mine is when Kurt Russell and his brother in the movie in Backdraft, they were in the ambulance and they were sitting together fighting through the whole movie. And then Kurt Russell goes to his brother and says, who's your brother, Brian? And then dies. And then had the whole scene of the funeral with the bagpipes and then the JFK scene with his son. There was, oh my gosh, I can't watch it to this day.
Yeah, well, Backdraft is funny because I think I only saw it one time, but for some people, it is hung on for many, many years. So I remember the death. It didn't stick with me the way it did for him, obviously. It does have kind of a cult following among certain people.
I feel it was the start of those types of movies. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
What do you mean? What types of movies?
Like the... I feel there was a lot of firemen movies made after that. Firemen in the Line of Duty. Am I wrong about that?
You're probably right.
I'm thinking back.
I'm not sure if Backdraft was the first one or not. It may very well have been.
I am looking at the ticket tags, and here is one I could not disagree with more. And there's a couple of them. Hank dying in Breaking Bad. That was the most predictable ending of a show ever.
No, you're talking about Walter. Walter White dying.
No, I'm wrong. Hank dying is... Oh, you know what?
Hank
I'm wrong.
Dying
I apologize.
Is,
you're right.
That
amazing.
When Walt is in the car and he realizes what's about to happen, that is one of the most gripping scenes, episodes, you know, and Hank's
like, don't even bother saying anything. They've already made up their mind.
Yeah, Hank says to Walt.
So good.
He goes, you're the smartest guy I know. And you don't realize they made this decision 15 minutes ago
Look
or something like that.
Look at you with the quotes.
Wasn't that kind of what it was?
Something like that. You're impressive.
When Hank died, that was stunning. And actually, somebody else on the ticket text points out that there was a scene in Breaking Bad where they were doing that thing by the train tracks where they were going to basically get the chemical out of the... They were going to stop a train, heist the train by draining something from it. And anyway, some kid rode up on a bike and saw them doing it. And the guy from Friday Night Lights shot him.
And you know who that kid's name was?
What?
Come on.
The kid on the bike?
Yeah.
No.
Drew Sharp.
Oh, that's right. It was Drew Sharp.
Come on.
Yeah.
How do you forget that?
I forgot about that. And then didn't they put him in a giant bin of like chemical to boil him down? Yeah. Good show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.